This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The Douglas County School District faces another lawsuit over actions by the four newest directors of the school board. The lawsuit asks a court to require the district's records manager to explain why the district won't share documents used during a private retreat, according to the Colorado Open Records Act. The unofficial retreat was attended by the four directors and a district employee they later named as superintendent. The district declined to comment on the lawsuit. Family, friends, and colleagues gathered today to remember Denver's first black district attorney, who died last month at age 76. Norm Early was known as a skilled trial attorney and victims' right advocate. Kendall Early spoke about his father's impact.
The individuals who spoke, all of them, are so grateful for their words, and there's common themes throughout of his huge, humongous laugh, his amazing hugs, and all the amazing things that he accomplished.
Early was appointed Denver's DA in 1983. More than 300 Coloradans are now hospitalized with COVID-19. That's four times what it was in mid-April, but remains below previous large waves. Transmission is still at high levels. The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, has been above 12% for the last week. Hot and sunny weather conditions are expected to increase concentrations of ozone pollution across much of the Front Range this afternoon and Friday. Health officials say the pollution could trigger health problems for people with asthma or other lung conditions. You're listening to CPR News.